Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, oh boy. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:04 on the Fan. And a very good Thursday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. CMB, of course, will come your way. Dov Kramer, very happy. Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're, of course, live. I almost lost it. We're live in a living color at Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. My wife actually will be at ShopRite today buying Black Bear deli meats and cheeses. Now, last night was a very weird sports night because things that normally happen, but they didn't happen to the teams that they generally happen to. Number one, the Yankee bullpen imploded. Number one, which is very Met-like. Jason Vargas, that's right, if you were living under a rock, Jason Vargas pitched a complete game shutout last night for the Mets as he vies to be the ace of the staff. And in the NBA, the finals, the Golden State Warriors, a two-time, 3 out of 4 year defending champion Warriors, lost at home to Toronto in Game 3 of the NBA Finals. So it was a very topsy-turvy sports night last night.
LeBron was probably watching saying, Steph, how does it feel, man?
Yeah, you're right.
How does it feel?
That's an excellent point. You're right.
Because, you know, watching that game last night, Steph had no help. I mean, he did everything he could to put together what could have been a historical performance.
Yep.
Steph Curry's legacy-altering performance. And I think he's going to have a great legacy anyway.
Well.
But that performance where he says, no Klay Thompson, no Kevin Durant, no Kevon Looney. We shouldn't minimize that.
Sure.
Get on my back, fellas.
Wasn't much at DeMarcus Cousins either.
No, there was much of
played.
Nothing.
Right,
there was
no,
not
right.
much at DeMarcus Cousins.
Draymond Green.
Draymond Green's stat line was more impressive than his actual performance.
Yep.
I love Sean Livingston. Sean Livingston ain't giving you a damn thing offensively. Steph Curry had to do everything. And I think at one point in this game, he had 25 points. The rest of his team had 27. He was 4 for 8 from three. His teammates were 1 for 11 from three. But more than anything, I think they missed out on Klay's defense because look at what the Raptors were able to do. They took advantage of it. They had so many good performances outside of the star, Kawhi Leonard, who scored 30 on 17 shots. Fred Van Fleet played well. Serge Ibaka had 6 blocks off the bench.
Siakam. How about Danny Green? How many big threes did he hit in this game last night?
And you know who he got shooting advice from? Not even joking.
Who?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq? Shaq's teaching him how to shoot threes.
Shaq was reminding him. It's like, Danny, here's what you got to do. He talked about it after the game. And so the Toronto Raptors are 2 wins away from winning an NBA championship, and Kawhi Leonard is 2 wins away from becoming, and we were going through this before the show, just the third guy in the history of this star-studded sport.
Should be four, but nevertheless.
Should be, with Wilt, to have won a finals MVP for two different teams.
Yep, Kareem and LeBron are the only two guys to do it. They didn't start the finals MVP until 1969. Otherwise, it would be Wilt as well when in 67 when the Sixers beat the Warriors in the finals that year. So, yeah, I mean, Kawhi's starting to get into that lofty place. And I'll tell you right now, if Klay Thompson and or Durant, if one of these guys, at least one of them, and I'm not, and they still might not win the series, but if at least one of these guys doesn't come back, bro, they're not winning. It's not happening.
You know what I think? And I was thinking about this last night, and I don't think this is too crazy what I'm going to tell you. Because they missed Klay's defense so badly, I think they need him more right now than even Kevin Durant.
Yeah, maybe.
Look, they need either guy.
They need one of them.
And I think they can win this series with either guy because they just don't have enough offense.
No.
They just don't have it right now.
No.
And I think it's completely unfair to say, all right, Steph, go put up 30 shots, make half of them, drop 50, let's go. Because he basically did that last night,
Joe. And it's not enough.
And they were never really in the game.
Never.
Did you ever feel they were winning that game?
Never. I think what are the closest they ever got? Seven, I was going to say. That's it.
And every time they got the seven, and this is why I make that point about Klay being the valuable one, or the more valuable guy at this moment in time. It's not the better player. Not saying he's the better player.
Right.
He's the more valuable guy at this point. They couldn't stop him. And I think over the last few years during this run, the most underrated aspect of the Warriors has been Klay Thompson's defense.
And their defense in general. But you're right about Klay Thompson. Because you don't win titles without defense. You can say whatever you want. You have to play defense if you're going to eventually win a championship.
Kyle Lowry going off the way he did
him?
Was no coincidence.
He had a huge game.
Yeah. No, and good for him.
Yep.
Good for him. Kyle Lowry's had a lot of bad postseason moments. He's had a lot of disappearing acts in the postseason. And he's had games in which he's played well but hasn't lifted his end offensively. Not last night. And by the way, if I'm Kyle Lowry, he has every right to be ticked off. That jackass in the front row who pushed him.
Oh, my God.
Ban him.
Come on.
Get him out.
Well, what was that?
The guy was being a moron.
Yeah.
Why'd he push Kyle Lowry? Because he purposely went into the stands?
Come on.
He's playing basketball hard. And this guy, whoever he is, and he's probably given tickets. Guaranteed.
Yeah, probably.
He didn't spend $800,000 for those tickets.
Right, of course.
This guy was probably given tickets, you know, very entitled, and says, I'm just going to push him. I'm going to push Kyle Lowry. Guy should be banned. Warriors should take care of business.
Hey.
Review the video. Ban that guy. Shouldn't be allowed back in Oracle.
And I guess it's possible. You say Oracle, too. It's possible. Tomorrow night, it could be the last game they play. Well, it wouldn't be if they won tomorrow.
No, they would secure
game six.
Game six.
But it is possible that they could be the last game they play in that building because they're moving to San Francisco next year.
They are. They've got a brand new, beautiful arena in San Francisco. They've been celebrating the history of Oakland and Oakland basketball over the last couple of months. So, yeah, it very well could be the end of it. But they've got to find a way.
They have to.
To get healthy. And I know that. How do you find a way? I think the Warriors were conservative last night, not playing Klay Thompson. Klay wanted to play.
Right.
And even if you got a third of Klay Thompson, it would have helped.
I think the problem was they were concerned it might aggravate the injury more.
Absolutely.
You're better off losing the game. You still got a shot. I mean, look, if you come back and win game four, it's a 2-2 series. You know, even though they don't have the home court advantage, that doesn't mean they can't win the series. So I think they erred on the side of caution last night, not playing Thompson.
Oh, no doubt.
If he can't come back in this series, they're really in trouble, especially if Durant, you know, who knows what his deal is going
to
be.
Well, yeah, now that focus turns to, all right, what's the deal with Kevin Durant?
Yep.
Is he coming back?
Yep.
But I think what we saw last night is that this team, as talented as they are, and I think you'd say this about any team in the NBA, you can't lose two of your three best players and expect to win.
Probably definitely Durant, probably Thompson too. You're looking at two Hall of Fame players.
No doubt.
How you gonna, you know, you're not winning when you lose two guys like that.
I think that a lot of us respect Klay Thompson. I think basically everybody respects Klay Thompson. We know how good he is. But I think last night, in a way, was that night in which you really appreciated the value of what he brings to that team. Because in some ways, he's the third guy, even though he was the second guy initially before Kevin Durant walked through that door. But the value of Klay Thompson is really, really high. And I think you got a sense of that last night, not just offensively, but defensively. Right now, with Steph Curry and a shell of DeMarcus Cousins, I won't go as far as what Jeff Van Gundy said. Jeff Van Gundy said that team is not a playoff team.
I wouldn't say that. Come on.
I think that's going too far.
That's a little bit over the top.
But they're not a championship team.
No.
Not with this roster right now. Because DeMarcus Cousins, and I gave Steve Kerr a lot of credit, and I give Cousins credit for the way he played in game two, especially after that slow start. Well, in this game, he never recovered from his slow start. He
Not
was just
at all.
Bad.
He was bad.
In the 20 minutes he played, he was awful.
What did he have, 4 points? Did he have that many?
He had 4 points. He missed a bunch. I think he only made one shot from the field.
Right.
It just never turned for him. And I get it. He's probably not close to 100%.
No.
He's pushing himself just to get out there.
And look, I mean, this could be, I mean, it's not crazy to say, because who knows what's going to happen with Durant. I think Klay Thompson will stay with the Warriors. But, I mean, this could be, you know, the end of the dynasty. I you think about it, it's not crazy to say that.
You never know. I think if you're a fan of that team, you're just trying to find a way to get to win this series, and then you'll worry about it later.
Right.
But right now, and certainly the injuries are a main reason why, but give the Raptors credit for stepping up. Right now, it's easy to see how the Toronto Raptors are going to win an NBA championship.
I would agree.
Which I wouldn't have thought 5 days ago.
No. Nope.
That's for damn sure.
Nope.
But Kawhi has been great. Siakam, after his big game one, was really good in game three. Marc Gasol played aggressively. Danny Green found his shot after not having it for most of the Eastern Conference Finals. Fred Van Fleet, who also struggled for a big part of this postseason, he's been hot lately. Ibaka had the 6 blocks. How about that? That's a little underrated. Just a great effort by the Toronto Raptors, who deserve a lot of credit for taking advantage of the fact that the Warriors
and
are banged
up. The bottom line is, I mean, and look, they still got to win 2 more games, so I don't want to say this is over yet. But although I'm concerned with the injuries to the Warriors, it could just be a situation where the Raptors want it more. I mean, you know, that could be.
Well,
when all is said and done,
the Raptors have now. I know Kawhi's won an NBA championship, so you know he's got one in San Antonio.
Right,
but I think Kawhi Leonard has also heard for years he's a system guy. I think even Kevin Durant said that, right?
Yes.
System guy.
Yes. Yes.
Pops the real
star. But that's the label
star.
You get because you play. You were with the Spurs. You kind of get. You know, Kawhi got lost in the shuffle a little bit in San Antonio, where now he's the franchise in Toronto.
Yeah. So I think he has that extra motivation to show, hey, I'm the lead guy on a championship team.
Yep.
I ain't no system guy.
Yep.
I think that Marc Gasol is this really solid veteran who's been in the league for a long time, and here he is on the doorstep of winning an NBA
Lowry
championship.
Too, a guy who's been with the Raptors forever, has been through all the brutal losses the Raptors have had in the playoffs.
Yep.
And he's another guy that's right on the doorstep now of finally hitting the mountain.
Oh, he can smell it, man.
No doubt about it.
He can smell it. Serge Ibaka, a guy who experienced some joy with Oklahoma City, but then starts bouncing around the lead with the Magic. Yep. Now he's with the Raptors. So I think it's a very fair point, Joe, that you've got a lot of guys on the Raptors.
No doubt about it.
Who are trying to taste it for that first time. And for the Warriors, they've won a lot.
They have won a lot. They have won a lot. Friday night will be very interesting. Huge game Friday night. I think if Toronto wins Friday night, I don't see the Warriors coming back. I have to say that.
3-1 going back to Toronto?
Yeah, it's going to be very hard.
Well, as the Warriors will tell you, 3-1 deficits, 3-1 leads, that can change very quickly.
It could change.
They've been a part of a few of those.
It could change.
Good ways and bad ways.
That is true.
We will get to the baseball. It was a bad Met-like loss for the Yankees. Jason Vargas deserves tons of credit.
How about him?
We'll give it to him.
Yep.
Robbie Cano is hurt yet again.
What a
shame.
We're
all stunned by that. So we got a lot of baseball to get to. We'll give you a chance to win Subway Series tickets in the 11 o'clock
hour. Not
that
I want to see anybody hurt, but the Mets are better off without Robbie Cano. I'm sorry.
Well, if Robbie Cano's going to hit 240 and hit 3 home runs with 14 RBIs, then yes, I agree with you. They're better off without him. Subway Series tickets in the 11 o'clock hour. John Heyman at 12. We no longer can bring up the Mets signing Craig Kimbrell because he's gone. He's going to Chicago.
Yeah.
And apparently,
what, he got $43 million?
He got $43 million. Apparently, the Ben Zobrist situation may have led to the Cubs having the money to sign Craig Kimbrell.
That is a weird situation, man. He's not getting paid, Ben Zobrist,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's a crazy situation, man.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.